Well, here's something I didn't know I had until recently. Some more tapes of Z, recorded by Ben in 1974 and 1975 from New York.
This is ZZZZZZ, the last listing in the Los Angeles telephone directory. And now, here's the Z Thought of the Week.
An eclipse of the sun is a lot like a see-through blouse. You know it's there, but you're not supposed to look at it.
You've reached the entertainment center of your telephone dial. ZZZZZZ.
At Z, here's a Z that we'd like to share with you.
That's it. Today I tell him. Mr. Hensley, you could fire me for this, but, well, you've got bad breath.
You're right, Miss Klein. You're through.
You've dialed Z at 836-5566.
And now, Z presents another great moment in radio.
Well, rock and roller, it's time for our mystery guest contest. If you guess the names of our next artist, our sponsor will send you two of the newest Beatle albums. The clue to this singer, and this is the only clue I'm going to give you, is that she has two of the biggest hits in the country.
You've been listening to another great moment in radio.
You've dialed the last listing in the Los Angeles telephone directory. ZZZZZZ.
And now for all my horny friends at Z.
Now, just a few more, recorded in April 1976, this time by Ben from New York. I see that at this time they were using a different opening sounder for Z. I don't know why. I thought the one they had back in the early 70s was great. And this tape may include a few repetitions of what you heard before because the sound quality might be better than Barry's Muddy tape that was included in part two. One more thing. One of these calls features a telephone call to a busy signal and then says, "Are you tired of getting a busy signal calling Z?" Well, shame on them. They were all sort of semi-phone freaks at least. And they used the sound of a number one crossbar calling a busy signal. Well, everybody knows that L.A. doesn't have any number one crossbar.
Ass breath.
Anyway, here are just a few more Z episodes from April 1976.
You've dialed 24-hour telephone entertainment from ZZZZZZ.
Z suggests that when in doubt, visit the Doubt Breweries, adjacent to the Doubt Snow Cone Parlor, Doubt, South Dakota.
This is the first word in telephone entertainment. ZZZZZZ.
Once again, from his high voltage laboratory and workshop, it's time at Z to ask Mr. Gizzard.
Mr. Gizzard, Mr. Gizzard.
Yes, Tommy.
What's nitrate of potassium?
Well, it's half the day rate, I suppose.
Gee, thanks, Mr. Gizzard.
You'll want to be here next time when we visit his high voltage laboratory and workshop once again to ask Mr. Gizzard.
This is the award-winning Z.
Tired of getting the busy signal every time you call Z? Want to do something about it? Well, we have an idea for you. Try misdialing to a wrong number.
Oh. entertainment center of your telephone dial. ZZZ, ZZZ. From the underwater world of the vast ocean below comes the story of Scuba Patrol. You remember last time we left our courageous men of the sea exploring the deep blue depths of the ocean floor in search of the baked potato that contained the answer to the yet unsolved mystery. Let's listen. Now, this is a surprise. What could possibly happen next? Don't fail to miss our next episode when we'll hear Van say... That's next time on Scuba Patrol. This is Z, the first word in telephone entertainment, 24 hours a day.
Dr. Leonard Wilson. Please call surgery.
Doctor!
Yes, nurse?
That patient just walked out of the examination room on his hands.
Of course he did, nurse. I told him to stay off his feet.
Dr. Ralph Shelley.
This is Z.
Hello? You don't say. Well, all right.
Well, who was it?
Harry Schwartz.
You've dialed Z at 836-5566.
And now Z takes pride in presenting...
Excuse me. Yes. May I use your phone, please?
Surely. It's right over there.
You mean the one that has ZZZZZ marked on it?
Right. That's it.
Thank you.
The line.
Sorry, but that's all I have for this segment. Ben, no doubt inspired by Bruce of the Party Line, did append this to the end of this part of the tape.